Hello, my dear ones. Welcome to the newest episode of the Rejected Pre-Med podcast for anyone who's faced rejection. I hope you're all doing well. Fall is just around the corner. It is August. Fall is just around the corner. I cannot believe that we are more than halfway through 2025. My God, if you're listening to all episodes of the podcast, I want to give a shout out to all of you. You are the real ones for sure. This is a podcast that features honest conversations about rejection and resilience, showing that rejection can help us grow and evolve and become better versions of ourselves, despite the negative stigma that continues to surround rejection, even though we all experience it. But this episode today is not an interview episode, like a lot of the episodes are. This one is a bit different. It has been a while since I have done update episode. This is going to be one of those. And I'm going to be calling this episode something like the overachiever's pedestal, thin line between admiration and rejection. Now, I will explain what we'll all be about very, very soon. I personally came up with the idea for this episode and for the title about 1 a.m. last night. I thought, why not record about it? Why not record this episode? So here I am. Here I am for you. This podcast episode is for you if you ever feel like in your life you have been imposed high expectations, whether it is the expectations you had as the oldest child, the eldest daughter, the only child, and maybe in your career. Lots of times doctors, lawyers, engineers, or even leading up to that career, pre-law or pre-med, pre-eng, are put on this pedestal to be perfect. They're admired as if they are these ideal citizens doing everything right with their life, or at least, you know, it looks that way. Or I know several models. Beautiful models. They're gorgeous. And, you know, they have been, whether consciously or unconsciously, they are also put on this pedestal because of their beauty, because of the image they portray as someone who also seemingly appears effortlessly perfect. But actually, a lot of effort and dedication goes into looking that way, no matter how naturally beautiful they really are. And this goes for a lot of roles that people embody. And in the first glance, it seems like there's nothing wrong with that. In fact, some people chase to be admired. It seems like it's a great thing to be admired. I mean, who doesn't want that? If you're admired for the work that you do, or the way that you look, or both, then that must mean you're doing something right, right? And you're successful. Anyways, that was my thinking pattern growing up. From a very early age, I thought, if I am perfect, then all will be good. I felt like I constantly had to live up to some ideal. And in a way, it was good that I was striving for personal development. I was always like that. But on the other hand, I never felt like I was enough. I always thought I could be more beautiful. I could be more smarter. I could be better. You know? And you know that line in TV shows and movies where they describe like certain girls? Every guy wanted to be with her and the girls wanted to be just like her. Like, you know, fully being serious, when I was young, let's say like preteen kid, my goal was to embody those characters like 100% because they were portrayed as perfection. Yes, those characters like Serena Vanderwoodson from Gossip Girl, Elena Gilbert from Vampire Diaries, Bella Swan from Twilight, Rory Gilmore from Gilmore Girls, that was a big one for me, and Gabriella from High School Musical. You know, now looking back, I realize those were movie tropes, like a special girl trope. And sure, those characters definitely had some good qualities to them that are worth aspiring to, but they were also put on this pedestal to make the plot move along a bit quicker. I thought I needed to aspire to be like those girls, and that is what I did. And in a way, I also put myself on a pedestal because I put myself under such high pressure to be and to appear like those girls. I worked to be smarter, I worked to be prettier, and without even realizing it, in my family, I was also put on this pedestal, whether consciously or unconsciously. Since I was the oldest child, I was from an early age expected to choose a career that would make me lots of money, because in our family, making lots of money, that means you're successful. So when I initially chose to be a doctor, I was never really questioned about it. My parents were just happy that their kid wants to be a doctor. It seemed like a safe profession because it looks good. And also because I was a girl, coming from Eastern European culture, I was told I needed to look good. I needed to be pretty. I needed to dress up nice. And of course, wanting to be a good girl, wanting to be a good, perfect girl. I internalized all those expectations. I internalized everything they showed in movies as perfect and was sought after. And I made it my goal to be just like that. Because in that time, if I'm like that, that meant I could be happy. I could relax. This has resulted in me being put on a pedestal, the most often by myself. I did start being good at school because at first when I just moved to Canada, I was not good at school. I was not keeping up. But I eventually did get to the point where I was a very good student academically. In high school, I was in AP classes. I was an A student. That became the norm. I was a part of student council. I was in the running for valedictorian, and that continued into university. That streak of being academically successful continued into university. And, you know, eventually what happened is that because of all of that, my family viewed me as this child that they can put a bunch of these expectations on. And of course, they loved me, but I also felt like I needed to fulfill those expectations. And so I was placed on the pedestal. And often my parents like talking about my successes in school. And then my grandparents also like talking about my successes in school to their friends, which is what caused others to put me on a pedestal as well. And I mean, that was it though. Right? It felt at that moment that that's exactly what I wanted. I wanted to be admired. I wanted to be perceived as flawless. I wanted to be Rory Gilmore. And I remember someone in high school I heard describe me as this smart girl. At the time, I felt, wow, like this is the peak. Like I think I'm smart. Other people see me that way. Like I felt like I accomplished it. I looked my best. I was smart. I dressed nice. I looked great. I got good grades. But then as you might see coming, there is another side to the story, of course. Sure, that was the external validation I was craving for because deep down, I never thought I was enough. I thought I needed to keep chasing that energy of a Rory Gilmore character or Serena Vanderwoodson who seemed like they have it perfect, that people like them. And I wanted to be just like that. Yeah, but deep down, I never thought I was enough. And I don't have to tell you that something is very, very wrong with that. And it took me some time to realize this. Because I put myself on this pedestal of having to be like the good, pretty girls that are shown in TV shows and movies, and other people placed me on this pedestal too. As a result, I became very, very self-critical. And it felt very lonely at times. And if you have ever been put on a pedestal of any kind, you know how that can be. Not only do you become very self-critical, some people in your life start upholding you to a higher standard that they wouldn't ascribe to most people or even themselves. And when you show the less perfect side of yourself, some people will be very eager to tell you that you messed up. And they become very fast disappointed in you. And just like that, it goes from being put on a pedestal, being admired, to others thinking of, never mind, you suck. I am so, so disappointed. Initially, a lot of people are drawn to that image that you project. And when you make a mistake or show a more human side of yourself, because let's face it, we're not TV show characters, we're human beings. These people who have put you on this pedestal as well are more likely to pull away. And let me clarify, this is not because there's something wrong with you. No, because there's nothing wrong with you, but because you have initially been put on a pedestal as the quote, good, flawless girl, right? When you intentionally or mistakenly dare to break the impossibly high expectations that have been placed upon you, a lot of these expectations being mere projections of the other person anyway, you're more likely to experience rejection and feel rejected. Honestly, and I know from personal experience, if these experiences where people pull away from you because you show your less than perfect side, these experiences are not processed in a healthy way, they can trap you in a very painful cycle of never feeling like you're enough, even though you're trying so hard to live up to that image that people build for you and that you build for yourself. And that is a profoundly, very disheartening, lonely place to be. So here it is, the thin line between admiration and rejection. Another example, celebrities experience this all the time. They're so famous that most people forget they're just human. They praise them and look up to them as if they're idols, they're something more. But when they mess up, they can be dragged so far down into the mud by others, because how dare they break the expectations of people they have never even met, right? We forget they are human, so we reserve to harsh judgments, forget that they can also feel and be hurt by whatever you say. Same with models. Models, they are beautiful, but so many of them struggle with anxiety and low self-esteem. Why? Because there they break the perfect image, they feel like they will be rejected by others. And I will say this right now, there are people who can accept you as a whole, model or not, for who you truly are without the perfect image that sometimes you feel you have to hold. There are people like that who will accept you. You just have to find them. But if you've ever been put on a pedestal of any kind, you may have been burned and hurt by people turning you down because you don't fit the image they projected upon you. Therefore, sometimes it just feels safer to continue playing the role they placed upon you, which can feel super disempowering. As my friend in medicine shared, doctors are often put on this pedestal, as for many people, they are the epitome of perfection and morale, as if they know what is best all the time, and nothing less may be expected. But doctors are human too. They may act and project an image of confidence, because if they don't, well, some people might be very well disappointed because it doesn't fit their idea of what the doctor is. But just like us mere mortals, doctors may not always know what to do. They can make mistakes and doubt their decisions. At the end of the day, we're all just trying our best at our jobs, and we all want to feel loved, respected, and supported. So how do we escape being placed on a pedestal by ourselves or others? And I just want to share this. When I decided not to pursue medical school and I shared that with people in my life, it brought a lot of them discomfort, because medicine revolved around my good girl identity for so long. And now that I'm letting go of it, people don't know how to make sense of me. They're like, who's Valeria now? Who am I now? I asked myself this too. The girl who had a powerful dream and powerful ambitions and now decided to give it all up? Am I now the girl who's in search of herself but will probably end up pursuing medicine anyways? Some people think a mix of all those things. That's their truth. And that's all right with me. And I used to worry about this, but soon I came to realize that no matter what I do, people will always have their own perceptions of me, some positive, some negative, that I have absolutely no control over. My current truth is nothing like that, though. My truth is constantly evolving because I am evolving. There's no way for sure knowing what my future will bring me. I'm not a fortune teller, but I know I will make the best of it, and I trust myself to do that. This fall, I'm going to business school at the University of Calgary in Alberta, Canada, where I plan to learn about the different career paths there and gain some hard skills that will help me advance into the workforce. I thought about it a lot, and it really feels like it's a great fit for me at the moment. I still have goals and I still have my ambitions. They just changed. My priorities changed. I no longer worry about doing whatever looks good. I'm going to start focusing on doing whatever feels good. And that for me is a true win. So let's come back to the question of how do we escape being placed on a pedestal by ourselves or others? And how do we avoid putting other people in our life on a pedestal? And let's just say that there is nothing wrong. There's nothing wrong with admiring somebody for their beauty, for their smarts, or just for their various qualities. But as you do it, please keep in mind, these people are human. Whoever you admire or look up to can make mistakes. You won't always agree with their actions or how they present themselves. It does not mean they're bad people. It just means they're different, and they too deserve a voice and deserve to be given a benefit of the doubt. I will admit, as someone who has been put on a pedestal as the overachiever good girl early in her life, I faced a lot of backlash when I started placing boundaries and expressing all parts of me and talking back to people when I gave myself permission to change my mind and to ask and demand space. It made people angry, because it didn't match their projections of me, which, again, something I have no control over. There are people in my life who have pulled away from me. They were used to be very close to me. These people have pulled away from me because of this. And there are some who even love me but think I could be better. The harsh reality is some people will place you on a pedestal no matter what you do. And there's no way you can change that, nor should you try to. That is other people. And other people Opinions are their opinions of you. So what I suggest you do, focus inward instead. And most importantly, don't reject yourself. Don't reject yourself and your truth. Enough rejectors and haters out there. You don't need to be hating on you. As I'm rebuilding my truth and trying to stay true to myself, whatever that means, you know, for me, that means involves shedding that pedestal persona and owning who I actually am, all the positives and negatives, whatever that may mean. There are things that I can recommend to you that are currently working for me. And again, it's not always an easy process, but let me tell you, when you commit to feeling good in your body and soul, rather than focusing on how you look from the outside to people, the peace and joy you gain make it all the worth it. Sometimes it really feels like a battle that is both external and internal. I can be my own toughest critic sometimes, rejecting parts of myself for not being perfect enough. But in my case, healing means learning to accept and love all parts of me. And as I said before, externally, there are people who have pulled away from me, cut me off even. It really hurt in the moment, and I still feel grief for the people that left my side. But now I also understand that instead, this makes space for people who can and will accept me for who I am, not as the glorified version of me, but for me with all my imperfections and my quirks. To further help yourself, please remember, the role you may have been given early on in your childhood or in your career or in some of your relationships is only a role, and it is not your whole self. Being admired or idealized often means people are projecting their own hopes and fears onto you. They're not really seeing you fully. So please stay self-aware and separate who you really are in your own individuality from the roles others expect you to play. They're not one and the same. You are so much more than just the pretty one, the smart one, the good one, the strong one, the helper, and on these labels go, right? Please remember that. And secondly, please practice self-compassion when you don't meet expectations, either your own or other people's expectations. It's okay to stumble. It's okay to get angry or set boundaries, even if others expect perfection. Be gentle. Please be gentle with yourself and remind yourself that growth isn't linear. Thirdly, seek out people who value the real you, not just the ideal you, right? Look for friends. Look for mentors who accept your messiness, your complexity, who celebrate your humanity, not just your achievements or your appearance. Really important. Share your struggles and vulnerabilities, right? Opening up, even in smaller ways, helps build deeper connections and break down the pedestal that can often feel very lonely and very isolating. You don't have to share everything at once and do it with people you trust. Start small and see how people respond. And some of the most important pieces of advice I can give you is please, it's way easier said than done, but please, I'm working on this too, because like I'm still learning as I go. This is just my reflection to you, but I don't have it all figured out yet. I'm just figuring out life. One of the most important pieces of advice and something that really helps me is set boundaries around expectations that feel harmful. It is okay to say no. It is okay to step back from relationships and only value your quote image. And because you need to protect your emotional energy. And please remember, it is a process. There is no perfect way. I'm really still learning how to do it all myself. Some days I feel like I have a lot of progress. Others, setbacks. For the risk of sounding too cliche, it really is a part of being human, I suppose. And please affirm this to yourself every single day. You are enough. Trust that you are enough. And it's always good to continue to strive to be better. But please recognize the beauty in who you are now, please. And with this podcast, I always come back to the idea of rejection. Yes, when you live your life, no matter what you do, even when you try to be perfect, people will find reasons to reject you. Some people, not everybody. It's just reality. So live your life the way you want to. Within reason, of course. Don't hurt people. Don't murder. Live your life the way you want to. Stay true to yourself, whatever that means. And you will find opportunities and people that will align with your values and your priorities. You just got to be brave enough to follow through. Easier said than done, of course. But it all starts with baby steps. There will be hurdles along the way, but when you commit your life to living the way you want to and the way in which feels good to you, not just looks good, but feels good to you, you will feel much more at peace and joy in the long run. Trust me on this one. If you like to talk and get something off your chest, because maybe you can resonate with some of what I said in this episode, please feel free to book a meeting with me at calendly.com. I'll put a link in the show notes for that. You can book a meeting with me. We can talk about it. It's all going to be confidential. Please remember that you're not alone. I'm soon going to come to an end of this episode, but if you'd like to support the podcast, you can donate at buymeacoffee.com/ValeriaRusnak. There's also a link for that in the show notes. And I really want to acknowledge and send a big thank you to all the donors on Buy Me a Coffee, one anonymous donor and King. Thank you so much. Your support means the world to me, and you're just the best. Thank you. And I'm very happy to announce that I also launched a Facebook group called The Rejections Room. Anyone is welcome to join. It's a space where you can support, quietly observe, or vent about your rejections anonymously, or maybe even share how they helped you grow. It's a non-judgmental, safe space that hopefully helps you feel less alone. And the link for that will also be waiting for you in the show notes. Lastly, I just want to say, be you, stay true to you, and you're so much more than the label that people place upon you. Please remember that, and you're not alone. I have your back. This has been Valeria Rusnak, the host of the Rejected Pre-Med podcast for anyone who's faced rejection. Thank you so much for tuning in, and I will see you next time.